Welcome to Curie, the podcast for healthcare professionals who want to stay ahead of the policy curve. I'm Mike, and today we're diving into a headline-grabbing executive order from President Donald Trump, one that could change how much your patients pay for medication, how you prescribe treatments, and even whether certain drugs stay on the market at all. It's being framed as a revolution in American drug pricing, but is it really? Or are we looking at another sweeping policy announcement that overpromises and underdelivers? Let's start with what happened. In May 2025, Trump issued an executive order directing the Department of Health and Human Services to drastically lower prescription drug prices, some say by as much as 80%. The administration is calling it one of the most consequential executive orders in U.S. history. But if you read between the lines, things get murky. Brian Reed, a consultant who works with drug companies on pricing, described the order like this. It has the feel of a Truth Social post in the form of an executive order. Bold language, limited substance. According to him, it's more of a bully pulpit move than an actionable plan. Still, the order offers clues. HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has 30 days to set price targets. After that, drug makers are expected to make significant progress on lowering prices or risk enforcement through rulemaking and legal tools. At the heart of the order is a model called most favored nation pricing. That means the U.S. would pay no more for a drug than the lowest price paid by peer countries. As Trump put it himself, we will pay the same price as the nation that pays the lowest price anywhere in the world. That sounds simple, but let's unpack the complexity. First, what exactly is a drug price in the U.S.? Medicare, Medicaid, and commercial insurers all negotiate differently. Drug prices aren't uniform, and the order doesn't say whether these lower prices will apply to just Medicare or across all payers. There's no list of benchmark countries, no list of which drugs are affected, and no clarity on how price targets will be set. Rachel Sachs, a law professor at Washington University, put it this way. Where will the secretary get this pricing information? For which drugs? Which countries? And that's the first big red flag. The second, legal risk. Trump tried something similar in his first term. It was struck down in court. And most legal analysts think this round will face the same fate. Michael Abrams, a healthcare consultant, didn't mince words. It definitely goes to court like last time. The core issue is whether the administration actually has the authority to force these kinds of pricing changes, especially for drugs sold to private insurers or directly to consumers. Even folding it into Medicare policy would likely require congressional approval, and Congress, particularly Senate Republicans, has already shown resistance to including most favored nation provisions in past legislation. So what happens if the order does succeed? In theory, prices for common and high-cost drugs could drop by 30 to 80%. That would mean billions in savings, possibly trillions over time, but it wouldn't be without cost. Industry groups like PHRMA and the Biotechnology Innovation Organization warn that drug companies could pull products from the U.S. market. They might shift costs overseas, leading to trade disputes, and they could cut back on research and development to protect profit margins. Stephen Ubley, CEO of Irma, called it a bad deal for American patients. And another industry group said it amounts to importing socialized medicine and could even empower China by pushing biotech innovation offshore. Meanwhile, the administration insists Medicare will be the central enforcement tool. But even then, the mechanisms are unclear. Will this go through the CMS Innovation Center, like in Trump's first term? Or could they try to fold it into the Inflation Reduction Act's negotiation framework? Carly Katebi from the America First Policy Institute says the administration wants to see if there's a more straightforward approach. But until then, the legal uncertainty lingers. The most likely outcome? A slow-motion court battle while the industry lobbies Congress and state governments to limit implementation. So what does this mean for you as a clinician? If the policy sticks, and that's a big if, you might see lower out-of-pocket costs for patients, better medication adherence, and fewer conversations where cost becomes the barrier to treatment. But if the pharmaceutical industry pushes back hard, you could also see drug shortages restricted formularies, or the outright disappearance of certain therapies from the U.S. market. You'll be navigating more prior authorizations, managing patient anxiety over sudden drug unavailability, and rethinking care plans when staple medications are no longer affordable or available. Here's the bottom line. Trump's executive order is bold. It signals a clear political intent to take on high drug prices, but boldness doesn't always translate to good policy. And it certainly doesn't guarantee success in court. So the real question is, can we lower drug prices without compromising innovation, access, and safety? And if we can't have all three, which are we willing to sacrifice? Thanks for listening. I'm Mike, and this is Curie.